At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. I've been hosting Counselor's Chat now for, November, it's going to be 4 years, 5 years, something like that. The main reason that I do this is to provide information about mental health. As a licensed professional counselor, my focus is on mental health. So I talk about a variety of different topics, everything from when we think of mental health, depression and anxiety, to other things such as last week was about empty nest and grief and loss and just many, many different things. So anyway, today I thought I would do a show on entitlement. Now, we talk a lot about entitlement. We hear a lot about entitlement. We think of entitlement. Oftentimes, our government's entitlements, which is like Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, food stamps, all of those things. And people are entitled to. The meaning of entitlement in general, the definition of it. It's a state of being entitled. In other words, I have special rights to benefits that may be provided by the law or through some other kind of contract. It means that I have the right to. Now, we do have rights. We have many, many rights. But just because I have the right doesn't mean that I'm going to get what I want. So there is a little bit of the difference. Oftentimes, people with entitlement issues want what they want when they want it. They oftentimes think that something or someone owes them. Entitlement can often lead to a place where you are the victim because you are busy blaming others. I'm entitled to. You have. I don't. It's your fault, not mine. I'm entitled to what you have. Here, how the victim role can come up. So, it is something that we banter around quite a bit. It is linked with narcissism. Oftentimes, people who have a narcissistic personality do have a sense of entitlement. And entitlement is not a healthy, natural sense of self-love. They're very different things. Entitlement often hurts others and actually even hurts self. And it's that expectation that the universe and the world around me is supposed to meet my needs and my desires. And that's not self-love. That's entitlement. So, there's many signs for someone who is entitled. And I will say entitlement and narcissism, both in general, tend to be two of the most challenging issues to break because I'm entitled. It's a very foggy area to be because, what is self-love? Well, it's not entitlement. So someone who is entitled tend to impose unrealistic demands on family, children, friends, acquaintances, lovers, employers, employees, government. Unrealistic demands. Self-love has nothing to do with unrealistic demands. Self-love is realistic. And self-love comes from self. It's not about demanding of others. That's not self-love. It's not other love. It's entitlement. The other thing about entitlement is if you don't get what you want when you want it, you can become melodramatic, attention-seeking, filled with self-pity, angry, demanding, manipulative. You might even become a bully, a liar. Okay? Do anything you can to get what you want when you want it. Because why? You want it. You're entitled to it. I have the right. We all have the right. I have the right to be a millionaire. Don't you have the right? We all have the right to be a millionaire. Does it mean we're going to all become millionaires? No. Does it mean that we all have to work to be a millionaire? Maybe. And even if we work towards that goal, we still may not get it. Having entitlement issues makes you believe that you deserve happiness, and you go to sometimes great lengths to ensure that happens, often at the expense of others. So the thing about self-love is that I don't demand things at the expense of others. I don't demand my way at the expense of others. That is entitlement. The other thing about entitlement is there's a strong tendency to be punishing when people don't give you what you want. You might give them the silent treatment, gossip, spread rumors, be aggressive, shout, being verbally or physically abusive. This is entitlement. Entitlement is not healthy. Having a right is very different than being entitled. Entitlement is demanding. Entitlement may even mean that I am going to go to any length to succeed, even if it means that I hurt others and walk on others and steal from others and lie to others. There's that manipulating. It's very difficult when someone is consumed with an entitlement issue to trust, because everyone else is a threat. Everything is a competition. So often someone who is entitled and or narcissistic, they have a very false sense of self. They have a very puffed up ego. But it's puffed up. It's hollow. There's no true sense of self. Self, who am I? I am somebody who wants and wants more and wants more and needs more, and I'm entitled to, because without any of those things, I'm just an empty shell. Someone who is entitled tends to exhibit double standards. In other words, you can't be late, but I can. I can treat myself to something special, but you can't have it. I can abuse and disrespect you, but you can't abuse and disrespect me. You can hear how our society is shifting to this mental health issue of narcissism and entitlement. When you just listen to the news, someone who is entitled tends to take more than they give. They take more in friendship. They take more than in relationships. They tend to be the people that when you leave them, you're depleted. That was work being with that person. They just seem to take and take and take and take. Then they feel they are entitled to your time and your energy and your space. People with entitlement issues do not have boundaries. They do not have limits. For everything they see, they are entitled to. Someone with entitlement issues tends to look out for themselves only, their needs and their desires. It is the most important thing 100% of the time. 100% of the time. I may appear to be a little altruistic here and there, but generally if I am, it's to meet my need. Someone who is entitled has a very hard time negotiating or compromising. It's a let's compromise and do it my way kind of attitude. There's a deep-seated conviction that they should always come first, even at the expense of stepping on others or hurting others or using others. You see how entitlement is, it's not healthy. And it's not self-love. As a matter of fact, there's no self-respect in it. I might demand respect from other people, but I'm not showing them respect. And respect is reciprocal. I respect you, you respect me. To say, you better respect me and I'm going to use you, that's entitlement. That's narcissism. People who are entitled tend to be very, very thin-skinned. They get offended easily. They want you to take care of them. You have to be careful by what you say or how you look or what you do when you're around them because you may trigger them. They're entitled to be taken care of with kid gloves. Generally speaking, at least in the past, and at least in terms of what I know as a therapist, self-responsibility comes first. Self-love. Self-esteem. Self-care. My job is not to take care of your feelings. My job is to take care of my feelings. Your job is to take care of your feelings. If we have genuinely been hurt, we sit down and we have a discussion about it. But it's not my job to just take care of your feelings at the expense of my own. At the expense of my own. People who struggle with entitlement issues generally think that they're better, more important than other people, and that other people should see this and just unquestioningly respect you. I'm entitled to your respect. And they crave admiration and adoration. People with entitlement issues tend to assert dominance or superiority over other people. It's sort of like second nature to them. I'm just better than you. You know, one of the things that I said to a client of mine yesterday, as we were talking about narcissism, interestingly enough, I said, you know, we all have little bits and pieces of all types of disorders. You know, there's times that everyone has felt some depression or felt some anxiety or have been a little OCD or may have even been a little entitled, may have had some narcissistic qualities, maybe even a little bit of bipolar We've all had some trauma in our lives in some way. Maybe it was just a car accident, but it was traumatic. So you may have a little post-traumatic stress disorder. We all have a little bit of something. But what happens is when it becomes a big thing, a big part of our lives, that's where it shifts to the disorder. So we all may have a little sadness or a little depression from time to time. Just a kind of a day where we kind of feel blue. But if it's a consistent thing, then it's an issue. If we can't get out of bed because we're so depressed, can't shower, can't eat, overeat, whatever it is, then it's an issue. If I live my life from the point of narcissistic personality disorder entitlement, it's an issue. I am unable to connect with other people in a healthy way because I am entitled to get what I want when I want it, and I'm always right, and it doesn't matter who I walk on, who I trample on, what I do, as long as I get there. You know, we all suffer from personality flaws. We all do. It's just part of human nature. But that doesn't mean that we are all coming from a place of entitlement. So, one of the things that happens sometimes is that people who are entitled also struggle with addictive behavior. And in some ways, the very nature of addiction has some footing in entitlement issues. AA talks about people who are in recovery, people who are addicts and alcoholics, as people who are self-centered in the extreme. That is entitlement. Self-centered in the extreme. Mainly speaking, an addict or alcoholic may believe that he or she is entitled to the relief that is provided by the chemical use. I'm entitled to it. I have pain. I'm entitled to relief. I have low self-esteem. I'm entitled to relief. It is part of the way an addict perceives his own world or her own world, the way life should be, rather than the way life is. That's part of why recovery has components of one day at a time, accepting life as is, learning how to be uncomfortable. Which is part of why addicts use in the first place, when life is uncomfortable, when life is too painful, when self-esteem is so small, if it exists at all. The use of chemicals becomes sort of a sense of relief from the pain, and then it switches to an I'm entitled to the relief, and then I'm addicted. So having a rough day at work, I'm entitled to go home and have a drink. Right? Things at work were crazy. The traffic was terrible. My girlfriend left me. My boyfriend left me. My marriage is falling apart. My kid's failing in school. Things should go well. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's even a celebration. Either way, I'm entitled to the high. Because I can't handle the low. I can't handle the stress. I tell myself that. See, I can't stand it. I can't handle it. I need a drink. I'm telling myself that. When the reality is I can't handle it. I don't need a drink. Am I comfortable? No, this is uncomfortable. See, if I'm entitled, that means I have a mindset that says I should never be uncomfortable. Somewhere I have this belief system that life should just be this easy breezy fantasy of wonderfulness. And I don't know where we pass that message along, because people, it ain't. Life is not that easy. And it doesn't matter if you're living in Somalia or Iraq or the United States. We all have struggles. We all have pain. Money doesn't cure anything, except it does give us a little bit of relief and feeds our entitlement. So part of what happens is then we become chemically addicted because we're using drugs and alcohol. Because we think we should be comfortable. Life should be easy. Life should be fair. Life should be simple. Things should, I keep seeing the word should, things should come to me the way, and it's not fair because it's not happening for me the way it's happening for someone else. I'm entitled to the comfort, the ease, and prosperity that I see everyone else has. So entitlement is a huge piece of addiction. So I need to actually take a little bit of a commercial break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor with a practice in Flemington. If you are interested in finding out about what I do, you could please visit me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. So today I am talking about entitlement, how it's linked to narcissism, how entitlement is an overblown view of personal rights at the expense of others, how entitlement can actually lead to addiction, and that it's an overblown sense of self, like I said, closely linked to narcissism. One of the things that we talk about and we hear on the news quite often is that millennials are narcissistic, that we have raised a whole generation of narcissists. And they're the most entitled group of people that we've got. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I do believe that a lot of it has to do with your upbringing. One of the reasons that I do think that we have this image of entitled millennials, and we call it the me generation. Me, spoiled generation. And I see this quite often, is that parents, especially parents who are affluent, I'm not going to even say that. Parents who are affluent and also parents who are in poverty, they don't want their children to feel uncomfortable. The parents, a lot of parents that are upper middle class, even middle class, they don't want their children to feel uncomfortable. So they go to any lengths to make sure that they don't become angry, that they don't become disappointed. They don't get chores. They don't have responsibilities. They say, I think at some point when they're adult, it'll click in and all of a sudden they'll be responsible adults when they've been demanding, manipulating children their whole lives, getting whatever they want. The idea that, and it kind of goes, it's this ugly pendulum swing. So I grew up with lots of rules, lots of regulations, lots of chores. You know, my parents took the side of the teacher instead of listening to me, and taking my side. I had to say please and thank you and sit properly on the furniture and oh my gosh, and have chores and all of those horrible things that made my childhood miserable. I'm not going to do that to my children. I'm going to make it better for my children. Well, what we've actually done by eliminating rules and regulations and time frames and expectations and helping children understand that sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and when you lose and you're disappointed, this is how you deal with it. Instead of teaching that to our children, we've allowed them to expect that everything is going to go their way all the time. So I go to college, I'm ready to graduate, and I expect that I'm going to get hired for $80,000 a year with a nice corner office with windows. What do you mean I need to start in the mailroom? I have a college degree. I'm entitled to that type of job. And does it matter that other people have worked their way up? I am me. I'm entitled. See, that's how it goes. Can't say no to me. I don't know how to handle no. Very different. And that is one of the things that happens, okay, to this generation or the spoiled generation getting everything they wanted. I don't want my children to suffer. Well, that's not suffering. It's helping them become adults to give them responsibilities. So the reality is because we have allowed this to happen, narcissistic personality disorders are actually 3 times as high for people in their 20s as for people that are in their 60s. It's pretty sad. In 2013, which is only 3 years ago, 85% more college students scored higher on narcissism than in 2009. Millennials get so many participation trophies growing up that a recent study shows that 40% believe they should be promoted every 2 years regardless of performance. They're fame obsessed. They want to grow up and become a famous person. They don't want to work their way up to the top. That's unheard of. They're so convinced of their own greatness that the National Study of Youth and Religion found the guiding mortality of 60% of millennials in any situation, feel that they're able to feel what's right. Even though the majority still live with parents, they live with parents because they feel that society is not giving them their due. They want more money with less responsibility. So, we have raised, these are children of baby boomers, we have raised a generation of children with high expectations, with entitlement issues, with narcissism, which is not healthy self-esteem. You know, I say to people all the time, don't keep giving your kids attaboys. Oh, you're so good, you're so wonderful, you're the best, you're the best. That's other esteem. Ask your child how they feel about themselves. How do you feel about the job you did? How do you feel about it? Where do you see a need to improve? What a concept. As I said, it's one of the most difficult things because I'm entitled to. But we can break the narcissistic entitlement cycle. And we begin with self-awareness. Oh, what a concept. Without being aware of what you think, what you feel, and what you do, you're not going to be able to progress very far in your life. I need to be able to know what I think, what I feel, what my opinions are. Not that my opinion is that you owe me. No. It's about self-awareness of when a boundary is getting crossed. Not when you owe me. That's a boundary. You owe me and you didn't. No. We have to adjust that. We have to look at our inner world of expectations and weigh them. So what is my expectation, is my belief system realistic? Is it realistic? And let's look at the facts. Is it realistic? Can everybody have an equal piece? There's one pie. I want half of the pie. Can we all have half of the pie? No. I'm entitled to half. Well, why don't we talk about the realistic aspect of working for your own half, creating your own pie? Self-awareness, expectations, it's an unhealthy and unrealistic perception that you may not even be aware that you have. It's part of why counseling can work so well. So I'm going to take another short break. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And just a few more commercial breaks, and I will be back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about entitlement. That entitlement actually is closely linked to narcissism, and that it is a mental health issue. The sad thing is that we have been raising our children to have entitlement issues. We live in a very entitled society. That means as a whole, our whole society is affected by this mental health issue of entitlement. Entitlement hurts others. Just quick recap. You know, it's manipulative, it's I want when I want when I want it, demanding, can even be bullying, believing that you deserve happiness, punishing when other people don't give you what you want, step on anybody to succeed, threatening others, double standards, take more than give, hard time negotiating. It's difficult. Craving admiration and adoration, thinking you're better than others. So we can get through it, beginning by developing a greater sense of self-awareness, what you think, feel, and do. Identifying inner expectations. Looking at deep-seated beliefs and ideals. And the word is ideals. It's the ideal situation, okay? No. Let's look at realistic things in life. And that's a huge part of it. Accepting things as they are. Without imposing your idealistic belief systems or expectations on them. This may mean that we have to start practicing forgiveness, allowing people to be who they are. Learning how to be disappointed. In addition, learning how to have compassion and empathy for others. When I am entitled, my goal is to use people up and throw them away. Well, how does that affect another person? Doesn't that person also have some rights to be respected? How would I feel if I were in that person's shoes? That's the compassion and entitlement. It makes me think differently. Rather than leaving a wake of carnage behind me because I want what I want when I want it, I begin to show some compassion and empathy and understanding for other people. Which means I can then begin to celebrate other people, pay attention to their happiness and joy, and share it. Share in it, not say it should be mine. So that means I need to be thankful for the people in my life, seeing that they truly are special. It's not easy to do this. Because the key really is self-love, self-acceptance, non-entitlement. It really is accepting life as life is. So I would used to say, out of all my friends, and which was true, still is in some ways, out of all my friends, I have the smallest house. Wow. Well, you know, somebody has to have the smallest house. So why not me? So, Do I want the bigger houses that my friends have? No, actually, I don't. I like the house that I have. I don't want what they have. I want what I have. It's the way of thinking about it. I want what I have. I'm not entitled to everything that everybody else has. So that true self-love comes with accepting of self. There's that self-awareness. Accepting life as it is. Looking at, am I able to be disappointed and uncomfortable? And you know what? I'm going to work at being disappointed and uncomfortable. What a concept. It's a very odd thing I say to my clients, being a therapist, encouraging people to do things like be uncomfortable. But life is not comfortable. And when I have expectations that it's going to be, and I demand that it should be, I am slipping off into the area of entitlement and narcissism. It is unhealthy. It hurts others. And it hurts self. Because you don't know self. Knowing self, gaining self-awareness, is one of the greatest things that anyone could do for themselves. Adjusting inner expectations about the world. Trying not to force things. Learning how to let things go. Creating a deeper sense of compassion and empathy and spirituality, meaning connection. Connection with self, connection with others, and connection with the world around us. Entitlement hurts. So if you notice any of the symptoms of entitlement / narcissism in yourself, you really want to consider reaching out for some help. Because you can get help. And the benefit of true self-love is serenity. It's peace. It's the ability to make good, healthy decisions for yourself and for those around you. It's about learning how to let go rather than trying to force a situation. Does it mean that we never fight for something where we have strong convictions? No, not at all. But there's a huge difference between knowing, this is again the self-awareness, knowing your values, knowing your morals, knowing what your principles are, living by your principles. That's very different than being entitled. It's healthier. Self-awareness gives us that opportunity to recognize our values and our morals and our principles, set our boundaries, know our limits, have healthy relationships, being able to share our feelings because we know that what we are feeling. I know what I am feeling, so I share my feelings because I can, because I can identify them. And it may mean that there are times that I have to pull away from something or someone because I've reached my limit and I have to go take care of myself. That is okay. Rather than I demand that you take care of me. Which again, as I started off, puts me into that position of blaming others and being a victim. I cannot have an entitlement viewpoint of the world without also thinking I'm a victim of the world. and therefore it's the world's fault. It's a very codependent place to be. So I hope this was useful. I do think that entitlement does hurt our society. Doesn't help it. It hurts it. Now, next week, I am going to talk about, and I generally do this every year right before school starts. You know, last week, I talked about empty nest, but this next show, I am going to talk about getting our children prepared for school and doing that in a way that's going to be healthy for you and healthy for them so that the transition from summer to back to that school schedule goes easily for everyone involved. So this is the end of Counselor's Chat for today. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I do have a private practice here in Flemington, right on Main Street. And I've been a licensed professional counselor for over 30 years. My practice is going to be 17 years in private practice. And I work with, I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor, a licensed professional counselor. And I work with people struggling with anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress, grief, loss, anger management. I focus quite a bit on people struggling in early recovery from addictions, drug and alcohol addictions. I have a very strong background. The first half of my career, I worked in the drug and alcohol recovery field.